On March 7th, 2011, this is Pulling You number 49, Slam Bidding Part 9, on the Minerwood Slam Bidding Convention. Welcome, Bridge friends. It's Michael here at Bridge Hands. Let's begin with a little bit of review on what we've learned so far on slam bidding. In a nutshell, we started off with the Blackwood for No Trump Convention. That was where we have either shape and strength and controls, or maybe not so much on the strength, but a lot of shape and the controls, and we used Blackwood bid, typically when we're in a major suit agreement. Next, we learned about the Gerber Four Club Convention, where we have a lot of strength, a lot of controls, maybe not necessarily so much shape, or we might have shape and just prefer to be in a no-trump contract, and we're looking at the four club bid over a no-trump to do an ace-asking sequence. Then we learned about the quantitative four no-trump bid. That is where it's a raise to four no-trump, not to ask about aces, but just to ask about general strength. We have the aces, thank you very much. We just want to know, are you at the high end? If so, bid slam. If not, just go ahead and sign off, pass our four no-trump. Now then, we're going to be talking about something else. We want to have a way to check for minor suit slams, a la the Minor Wood Convention. It would be either four clubs or four diamonds. We'll speak about that. So what is the bidding strategy? Well, typically, if we're not going to be in a major suit game with a golden fit of 5-3, then we're looking for three no-trump. Three no-trump needed only nine tricks. If we have 25 points or more and have stoppers, great. We have less than 33 points, no interest in slam. Next, we bid five of a minor. We don't have a stopper in one of the suits. We know that the opponents will mow us over in that suit, take five tricks before we know it, then we don't want to be in three no-trump. So we have an opportunity with 29 points to 32 points to bid five of the minor. That means there are those situations where we have 33 points or more and a long minor suit fit. In this situation, now we want to look for a minor suit slam. Okay, but why have yet another convention to check for minor suit slams? Well, first off, if we have less than 33 points, we want to be in three no-trump if we're not going to be in four of a major. A lot easier to make two less tricks than if we have to be in five clubs or five diamonds. And the three no-trump contracts are more profitable. We get 40 points for the first trick and 30 points for every trick thereafter, whereas in the minors, it's all 20 points all the way along. Yes, when we get to the five level, we can get our game bonus, but that's 11 tricks, two more than the three no-trump contract. So the Blackwood for no-trump response is a bit of a paradox. If we were to use that, and we have a club agreement, starts off one club, there's some more bidding in clubs. Yes, we like our clubs. If we have to go for no-trump to ask for aces, and our partner has one ace, that's five diamonds. Well, what if we needed two aces to be able to make a slam? Well, we're beyond the point of no return. We've already bid five diamonds, so the response can get us too high. That's where the Minerwood Convention can become very handy. So when is it Minerwood? Let's look at some examples. Well, first, we have to have a suit agreement, such as one diamond by our partner, three diamonds by ourself. And then there might be a self-sustaining suit. One heart by our partner, we have 17 and 19 points, and a beautiful diamond suit, we can bid three diamonds, a strong jump shift. Now, if we didn't have a powerful suit with 100 honors in it, we don't have to bid three diamonds. We can bid two diamonds. It's a forcing bid. Partner won't pass us. And lastly, there can be an auction such as one spade by partner, two diamonds by us, three diamonds by partner. Okay, now we're talking. Partner likes our suit, and we bid whichever the Minerwood ace ask is. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Could be four clubs or four diamonds. There is more than one way to play this convention. So when is it not Minerwood? Well, if it starts one spade by partner, two diamonds by ourself, three clubs by partner, starting to look like a black hand with five spades or more, and four clubs or more, we bid three hearts, the fourth suit, new suit by ourself, the responder, is forcing. Looks like we have a red hand, or we just want to go ahead and make a fourth suit forcing. Our partner now is a very difficult bid and decides to just bid three spades. They don't want to be in three no-trump, it appears. And we bid four clubs. It looks like we don't want to be in three no trump either. We have a misfit in diamonds and spades. Can't seem to have any agreement in the heart suit. And it looks like, yes, we don't want to be in three no trump. We're just doing a sign off in four clubs. This would not be minor wood. Another might be partner starts with three diamonds and we go to four diamonds. Well, they started with a preempt. Our bid is not a minor wood. It's simply saying we want to raise the preempt, make it hard for our left-hand opponent, who's now going to have to bid four of a major to get started in the auction. Another would be misfits. Our partner bids one diamond. We bid two clubs. Our partner bids two diamonds, six diamonds, and wanting to sign off. We bid three clubs. Apparently, we must have a voiding. Why don't we just let them play it in two diamonds? This is not where a subsequent bid would be a minor wood. Both players are trying to sign off. Okay, how about some more examples that are not minor wood? Well, one club by our partner. We go to three clubs, and our partner goes five clubs, bypasses minor wood entirely. Next, one diamond by partner. We go three diamonds. Our partner goes three hearts. We go three spades. Our partner goes four diamonds. Unless you have a partnership agreement to the contrary, most people would play this as a sign-off sequence. Another would be interference. Partner starts one diamond and then a three club by our right-hand opponent making a preempt bid. We go four diamonds. This is not ace asking. If we had a more powerful hand, we would just cue bid four clubs. Well, in Blackwood, we needed to have controls to do an ace ask. And similarly, in a minor wood convention, we need the same. The person who asks guarantees that they're not going to lose the first two tricks in a suit. That means they have an ace, a void, a king, queen, a singleton, or a king and some others. So without a first or a second round control in a suit, we should not be doing a minor wood. We should instead be cubiting our controls that we do have. And then when our partner finds we have the requisite number of controls, then a minor wood bid can be invoked. Let's look at a couple examples. Left hand has worthless double ten in spades, no first, no second. In hearts, ace, queen, fifth, a first, but no second. In diamonds, ace, queen, jack, fifth, a first, but no second. And in clubs, queen, double ten, no first, no second. And on the right hand is a baby singleton, no first, but 1 second for having a singleton. In hearts, king X, no first, but a second. Same in diamonds. King 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, six times, no first, but a second for the king. And in clubs, ace, king, 6, 5, both a first and a second. So the question would be, who can do an ace ask when the bidding gets started? Well, certainly not the left hand because they have no controls in spades or clubs. How about the right hand? Yes, they have a control in every suit. They have three kings, and in the fourth suit, they have a singleton. Absolutely. And they have an ace also in clubs, so they can be an asker. So the auction might go one heart by the left hand, two diamonds by the right, three diamonds by the left. They cannot do an ace ask because they are missing two controls. And then after that, yes, so then the right hand can now do a minor wood ask. This time, the left hand is much better shape. So a singleton spade, a second round of control, and hearts. Ace, queen, fifth, a first round of control. Diamonds, ace, queen, jack, fifth, a first round of control. And king, queen, third, a second round of control. This time on the right hand side, no, they have 5-4-3, no first, no second. King, X in hearts, a second round. King, 10, sixth in diamonds, a second round. And ace, jack, a first round of control. So this time it would be the left hand who can be the asker. So we'll start one heart, two diamonds by righty, four diamonds or four clubs, whatever the minor wood invoking bid. We'll speak about that later. But yes, they have all the controls, so they can do the ask. All right. How about the options to invoke minor wood then? Well, the first would be a four level in the other minor, the minor that is not agreed upon. So that would be one diamond, three diamonds, four clubs. One diamond, three diamonds. We have a diamond agreement. Four clubs, the other minor invokes the minor wood, the ace ask. Another might be one club and going up to four diamonds, using the other minor at the four level to do an ace ask. So the other option would be using the 4 level of the agreed upon suit, maybe a little bit more ambiguous, but some players like this method. This would be something such as one diamond by our partner, we go 3 diamonds, our partner goes 4 diamonds, not inviting 5, they like to play it as minor would. Another might be one diamond by partner, we go 4 diamond. This would be an ace asking for those who like to do a minor would ask in the same suit as what's been agreed upon. Are there any cautions? Oh yes, for sure. What happens when you get above 5 of the agreed upon minor and you want to sign off in a small slam? Well, typically you'd like to use bidding kings up the line. You don't have a nice way to ask, so typically you then like to start bidding kings up the line. If you have it in a suit, you bid it. If not, you go to the next ranking suit where you do have one until you get finally to 6 of your minor and either sign off or your partner goes to 7. Bottom line, as always, have your partnership agreements in place before you start bidding your new bells and whistles. Okay, now let's take a look at some sign-off examples, such as one diamond by ourself, 3 diamond by partner, we go 3 no trump. No interest in going any further. Our request is to just sign off. Next, one diamond by ourself, 3 diamonds by partner, we go 5 diamonds. We've bypassed the 4 level, no interest in minor wood. Then one diamond by ourself, 3 diamonds by partner, 3 spades by ourself, 3 no trump by partner. We go 5 diamonds. For some reason we pull it. We must have a pointed hand where we've got a ton of diamonds and spades, and we are just really concerned. And we're really concerned about partner's cards in both hearts and clubs. Okay, let's take a look at a couple more sign-off examples. One diamond by ourself, 3 diamonds by partner, 3 no trump, sign-off attempt by ourself. Our partner goes ahead and goes 4 clubs or 4 diamonds, whichever the minor would slam ask is. We then bid 4 level response, saying, okay, if you really insist. Our partner now goes 4 no trump, saying, okay, I trust you, we're not going to go any further after all, wanting to sign off. And a final one, 1 spade by ourself, 2 diamonds by partner. This time we do 4 clubs or 4 diamonds, whichever the minor would ace ask is by our convention. Our partner responds with 4X. We bid 5Y, which we're bidding the kings up the line at this point. Our partner does 5Z, which is another king up the line. And we think, uh-oh, we're missing some kings. We go 6 diamonds, 6 of our agreed upon suit, to say, just stop in a small slam. Thank you very much. So in summary, minor wood is invoked typically when we get past the desirable 3 no trump contract. We do not like to use the 4 no trump black would ask because it is too high for the ace asking. It could get us well past 5 of our minor. It is invoked by either 4 clubs or 4 diamonds, depending upon whether you like to use the same or the opposite minor. In grand slam bidding, that's typically where we're bidding at the 5 level, bidding the kings up the line by suit rank. All right, that concludes part 1 of our minor ace asking tool. So remember, when it comes to asking for aces in the minor, be sure to have those controls. Be sure to have your good partnership agreements for asking on the minor suit slams. And for those of you with the Bridge Hands free membership, please come on down, log in, and take a look at part 2, where we've got some great examples of the minor wood ace asking sequence. And for those of you with the premium membership, yes indeed, we have lots more hands-on examples for you to get a chance to bid and to play some of the hands at the table with our commentary. Okay, all, we'll see you on the flip side. Thanks for coming. Bye for now.